Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue here live at the Townline Diner here in Franklin, and we're super grateful. Always, you got to understand the people behind the scenes. I mean, I've already had the chance to talk to. We had Ollie in the kitchen. Bob was here. Ruthie's here. Lisa just got off her shift at Mohegan, and the owner Adam. Is it Ismail or Ishmael?
Ismail.
Who owns this? How's it going?
It's going. Everything is great.
How long have you owned this place?
Since 08.
Since 08, so it's been a while. Would you buy one? You're a pretty young guy,
though. Yeah, I was young.
How old were you when you did that?
I was 25.
And you just said, were you in the restaurant business already?
My father was in the restaurant business, so just carried on the legacy, basically.
What was going on here? Was it not doing well?
No, this place has been here for over 50 years. Somebody told us about this place. We came, checked it out, and it worked out.
It was just up for sale?
Yeah, it was for sale.
And they just wanted to get out of the business?
They just wanted to get out.
So you've been running this since, so that's what I'm doing my math, that's 17 years?
Yes, 17 years.
Wow. And so over time, I mean, I don't think you've redecorated.
Nope. We're actually about to very soon, but it's out here in the country. It's this kind of style.
Yeah, it's on brand. It tracks. It's great. Yeah. And I mean, there's only probably, what, we got six, maybe 12 tables?
There's about 12 tables and four other kind of tables and then the counter.
So in terms of business, like how has it changed?
It's COVID was slow for a little while, but then it picked back up to normal and it's been steady ever since.
Yeah. It's a breakfast. You do breakfast through lunch,
breakfast
correct?
Breakfast through lunch.
And I always wonder with these places because I focus so much on the breakfast because it's my favorite meal. How is the lunch business compare?
Well, most people around here love breakfast even all day. So people get breakfast all day, but lunch, you know, at around 12 o'clock it switches to lunch and everybody starts ordering lunch too, but most people still get breakfast.
We're talking with Adam Ismail from the Townline Diner here in Franklin. In terms of, you know, running the business, is it like all regulars? I mean, like what's the makeup of the folks in here?
We have a very good amount of regulars. They're very good people. And we do have new people because we're near the casinos, so we have a lot of.
Oh, you do get casino spillover. And Lisa just came. I was trying to get some blackjack tips from Lisa.
One of my workers actually is a dealer at the table.
Yeah, she just came off her shift,
and she just got off and came here.
It's incredible. So she comes off her shift, and then does a couple hours here, and then goes home and goes to bed.
Yep.
Wow, what a
life! It's amazing.
So it's mostly regulars, but you do get spillover, and so people just stumble in drunk. It's 6 or 7 in the morning trying to sober up before their ride home.
From the parties.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess you want them to be safe,
of
course. In terms of the food, like, you know, I literally read the board at the top of the show, and Joey posted it on Facebook. I don't know if you'll get any extra business because we're in a pretty remote area necessarily, and we love being here. But there's a good variety. Like, you don't see potato pancakes with sour cream, you know, like the Benny's people do some things, but like you have some good variety of
the
stuff.
The omelets here are great.
What's your favorite? What's your go-to?
I love the Western omelet personally, but
now, what is that peppers, onions, and
pepper, onion, ham, and cheese?
And cheese.
Yep.
Now, do they saute up the peppers and onions on the side, and then they add it in? That's good. Okay, that might be too much. I go traditional, and is the hash? There's no shame in it because I actually liked canned hash.
Use Venice canned hash. I use Venice canned,
and it's good brand.
It's grand brand. It's good brand.
In terms of like, and I'm curious before we let you go, we're talking with Adam Ismail. He's the owner here at the Townline Diner here in Franklin. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in New Haven, right over here on the other side of the state.
Yep.
So I was I stayed there till probably about 24, 25 until I took this place.
And then do you live in Franklin?
I live in Lebanon.
In Lebanon, right over the line. Yep. What do you like about this area?
It's quiet. Very quiet. It's good to sleep at night because it's not like the city.
I feel like there are more animals than cars on the roads.
It definitely feels that way out here. Yeah, it does. But you know, it's nice out here.
In terms of, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, when I drive here, when it's not dark. But I didn't even know Franklin existed. Now, we've talked to a lot of owners about, you know, the egg stuff was real, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
there was and the prices skyrocketed in eggs.
And I was surprised because, and I've said this, you know, because we've been doing this a lot. I was shocked that the wholesalers actually got, it was worse for wholesalers than retailers, you usually don't think if you buy in bulk, but because you need it so bad, they really had you. I'm curious, though, less concrete to understand is the tariff stuff. Like, is there any impact on pricing that you think is related to that? And the answer, prices, if it's no, it's fine. I'm just curious.
The prices just vary. They change. They go up and down. They make any excuse to change the prices to go up and down. But basically, everything is still kind of the same, basically, in the end, because the prices raise a little. So everything balances out. But, yeah, everything did go up a little.
Is it more difficult in 2025 to be a profitable business than, say, in 2015?
It is, because you can't change the menu every time the prices change.
Right.
So you're kind of stuck with that menu for a couple of years.
When was the last time you raised price? Because things are pretty modest. I mean, honestly, you could take something like that say the hash benny, or actually take the kielbasa, you know, onion Swiss omelet with home fries and toast. That could easily, in a lot of places, be, you know, $14.50, $16.95, but you keep it under $14.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is a very decent price here, and it's a decent amount of food, and it's good food.
And you feel like, it's funny, without the casino, could you stay positive and in business?
Yeah. I still could.
That's great. Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
You got a lot of nice people working here.
Yep.
It must be tough to find good people.
It is. It's hard to find good help, especially this early in the morning, to get somebody to come out, but...
But you got people who've been working with you for a while.
Yeah. I have a lot of people that have been here for like 10 years.
So. What do you think that is? Do you have to overpay them? Or do you,
no,
they're
it's just
good people?
Good people. Just be a good boss to them, and they're good employees.
Adam, thank you so much for having us. So you think I should get the Western?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to put that under consideration.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.